Andre.
Rhino. Man, we have so much to catch up on.
Do we?
Well, you saw a dead show.
Yes, I did.
At your favorite place in the world.
It was so great, dude.
And then you won a competition afterwards. I see you're chugging beers through your shirt. You're pulling the...
No, that was Ravanetti. Last year.
How'd that appear on my feed?
Because I threaded us winning the championship this year with us winning the championship last year. It's kind of like an Avs Nuggets situation.
What are you smoking there?
Marijuana.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Kind okay, love. Man, that's not necessarily your brand all the time.
Yeah, I've kind of been a joints guy lately. Let's go.
Thank you to the dead.
Yeah, thank you
to the dead. They got it done. Good for you guys.
Kind
man.
Love really that. Changes personalities around here.
Yeah, well, Kind Love has these like low potency joints, and I've been loving them.
Love that they do. They really have options for everything.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I just want to chill. You
that's
know?
Great. Hear, hear, brother. Hear, hear. That's incredible. Love to hear that. My hot UFC pick, not so hot, turns out.
No?
No, he got knocked out.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, he got knocked out.
So. That's a shame. You should have bet on me to win the family cup back-to-back years.
I was struggling to find odds on that.
The odds were tough. It was like minus 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, heavy faves over here.
Yep.
I get that. I get that.
You know in match play in golf where if a team is up... Oh. By more than how many holes are left,
yeah,
then it's over.
Yeah,
that's how handily Allie and I won the family cup.
Dang.
Like they were doing the math and they're like, well, even if they got last place in each of the remaining events and Jeez. We got first place, like we still wouldn't win.
You're like Georgia going into the SEC championship undefeated. It's like Georgia's a lock whether they win or lose,
right?
Tonight.
Like this is just an exhibition match.
Yeah. Oh man. So sister was in the mix?
Sister, husband, and my parents.
Yeah, because if you're just beating up on your parents, that's less impressive.
Yeah, my parents, so I had never played pickleball before. They're pickleball enthusiasts.
Sure, sure.
So
to find a good quarter.
They did win that event. But Dang. By the end of it, we were ready to take the throw. Like next year, there's no way we don't win pickleball.
Right, right. Like a pickle, you've been sitting in the brine. You are ready to be consumed now. Great. And then we got Morikawa this weekend.
So close, dude.
So close. Ricky, of all people, Ricky.
I know. Well,
we're Ricky guys.
The fact that...
Orange. We're
I
pro
think
orange,
Colin
though.
Morikawa should be paying me to put him in my big three. Like,
I
every
so.
Time I do, he plays incredible golf. And he hasn't won in 2.5 years. It's not like I'm just riding some wave. I put him in the big three, and he is a centimeter away from winning the tournament. If
Such
that putt
bummer,
for him
man.
Drops on 18,
Such a bummer.
He wins the tournament, and I thought he hit a perfect putt.
No, when you give him out on the show, he's the next Tiger.
Yes.
When you don't talk about him...
He goes away.
He might as well be a semi-pro, one of the golf pros, you know? Like, this has got nothing.
It's pretty crazy.
It's wild.
And then he hit a great shot, I thought... In the playoff hole that flies, I don't know, 2 feet too far and doesn't get the spin because he knew he was going to rip it with the spin. So he's like, I'm going to land this on the back of the green and then bring it back to the hole. And it flies a foot too far and lands in the rough and doesn't get to spin.
Shame.
Very, very sad.
Shout out to our homie from Brazil. What up, Mr. Almeida? I can't say that first name, so I'm calling him Mr. Almeida.
Arian.
Yeah, says Arian. So we're going with that.
Okay. Right. So
I don't know what to expect from your big three. What have you cooked up for us?
Show history.
Let's go.
Show history for my big three. Let's see if Yaya wrote it down right. I kind of know he did. He did.
Oh,
good job.
Wow.
Good job. So I'm giving out a top 10.
I've been working with the golf bros quite a bit.
A top 20 and a top 30 in this weekend's John Deere Classic. A weak field, which is great for bettors.
Well, and I mean, sponsored by John Deere itself doesn't get better than that.
It's true. It's true. It's just one of the, I feel like you have a better chance of picking a winner correctly when the field is weak.
Yep. Yep. You've always kind of been a believer in that.
I love a weak field. And so I kind of would sprinkle all three of these guys to win. First off, Adam Hadwin, the Canadian who was most famously tackled while trying to celebrate with his fellow Canuck. on the green. I forget that guy's name who won. That's kind of crazy. The guy who won the Canadian Open, Adam Hadwin, goes out, tries to celebrate with him, gets tackled.
Don't recognize him. They don't know it's a fellow Canadian homie.
Yes, exactly. But that same fellow Canadian was in the playoff this last weekend. He's playing really good golf.
There was an ounce of me that worried that would happen to me on set after the Nuggets won the championship and I was hugging people. Never someone could have tackled me right there and been get off.
Wouldn't be a big three of mine if it didn't have a Colorado connection. Mark Hubbard.
Let's go.
Colorado guy.
M-Hub.
Famously wore a McKinnon jersey over his polo one day while playing in a tournament.
Wow.
Really good putter. And just one of those guys who wins these types of events. So for him to finish in the top 20, maybe not wins, but he's always in contention. I think top 20 is really easy for him to achieve here at plus 240. Really good value. Oh, by the way, Hadwin at plus 300.
He's hot too, right?
Yeah.
Was he in the Rocket Mortgage?
I don't know. But he was close in another tournament recently.
Nice.
Speaking of hot, Dylan Wu was in the tournament this last weekend, kind of hovering around the top 10 the entire time. I think he finished inside the top 10.
Boom.
And now all he's got to do is finish top 30 for us to get plus value.
Woo.
We love it.
Love to see that.
That's show history. I've never given it a 10, 20, 30 before.
That's great. They do that on the Golf Bro show, I think. Let's go to mine. Got some MLS play.
Holy shit.
And I think maybe show history here too, Ryan.
Hold on. I have some breaking news.
Oh my gosh. Lay it on me.
ESPN unveils exclusive Slam Ball summer broadcast schedule. Can we bet on this? This is all we need to know is can we bet on this?
I actually think, yes, I've seen.
You've seen Slam Ball lines?
Well, is that the same as Big Three?
No.
Well, Ryan, all these rinky-dink.
This isn't rinky-dink. This is America.
Would it be a separate category altogether? Would it not even be under basketball? It's Slam Ball?
I mean, it is its own sport.
Yeah, it's a whole complete sport.
Ooh, gosh.
I'm just worried.
It's like pickleball and tennis, like similar, but not exactly the same.
Slam Ball is the greatest. Actually, frankly, if you love Slam Ball, watch more volleyball.
Wait a minute.
Volleyball is basically Slam
if
Ball.
Do they have
trampolines?
They don't.
I think there's Slam Ball games. First of all the games are being played in Vegas.
Wow.
There's not any games during Summer League, which is sad, but I think during when the Pac-12 media days are, there is live Slam Ball. That would be a dream for me. Anyways,
working on that.
Slam Ball is back. Thank God. Far too many years where we didn't have Slam Ball.
So many years without Slam Ball, yes. How have we lived our lives without it?
I will be tuning in on Friday, July 21st on ESPN at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, man.
That's on the mothership.
They're going
Slam Ball is
on
finally
Slam
getting
Ball,
the respect it deserves.
The spotlight we've all been waiting for.
This was like a very real highlight of my childhood was watching Slam Ball.
Oh, I saw on Twitter clips of guys playing hoops in an 8.5-foot rim.
I saw
league.
That.
I'm all in.
Yeah, I am too. I wonder how my shot would be on 8.5.
It'd be terrible, but you're just at that point. You should be trying to dunk everything.
But I think that's where I would get my leg up on the field. Like they're all starting to dunk because they can. Me, no, I'm still just shooting threes.
Not me. I embrace my Manu Ginobili style altogether.
The Steph Curry of 8.5-foot league.
it's a fun angle to pick.
I think it would be easier to shoot from distance.
It might be harder because I think your shot is used to like the higher actual hoop.
Yeah, but people like me adjust very quickly.
I forgot you do have that dog in you.
Thank you.
Prime
Thank
adjuster. Let's go to my big three.
Just take a couple steps back, then you shoot the same arc, but it just goes in
this
there.
This guy gets it. He gets ball so
That's
good.
That's just physics.
New York City FC versus, Yaya went full Clit FC on us.
Wow.
Charlotte FC. I'm taking them to draw. These two teams, 7 of their last 8 games combined, ties. That's what a draw means. It's a tie. And
well, we know that CLTFC has a hard time finding the spot. So.
Yeah, that's so true. That's kind of a defining quality that they have. So there you go. Draw plus 230. Great stuff. If it loses, I don't even care. By the way,
NYFC would have been a much better name than NYCFC.
I know. I mean, well, they've just blown it left and right. Show history, perchance, a live Rockies bet. Chase Anderson, famously the Rockies starter that gave up those 25.
He gave up three home runs on three pitches.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he was the starter when the Angels put 25 on him last week. You can live bet it because they are playing the Stros right now. He's at 2 Ks and 2.1 innings, has already given up a run in three. You know, we're in the bottom of the third. So I'm taking the under, not a Chase Andy believer. And then the W, you know, it's that time of year. I've never felt better about the sport of basketball because, of course, I'd never felt joy through basketball prior to this summer. Now I have, and I'm watching the W, and I'm all in on the New York Liberty, that's New York NYL, and the Las Vegas Aces, who are almost unfairly dominating that league. I'm buying both these spreads down. They were at minus 14 each. Buying them down both at minus 8. Parlaying them together for minus 137. So a little W parlay in my big three. That's probably show history as well. So,
hell yeah. Love some show history.
And for today's sode, all those lines at DraftKings Sportsbook. The homies, new customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that code DNVR. Bet just $5 to score $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DMVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Play some golf bets, UFC bets coming up. I might be dabbling some summer league futures, bro.
I feel like Henry was our summer league messiah last year. Like, he was nailing all the summer league bets.
That dude, he knows summer league. Yep. You know, he knows summer league. If you know summer league, if you know ball, you better get in on this now. Wait, use that code DMVR.
Can and we
get
bet on summer league spreads. Futures, like to win the summer league title?
Yes. Summer league MVP?
Yep.
That's all bettable.
Yep.
It Let's is. Fucking go.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPENY. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-2470. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. In West Virginia, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net.
What?
All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in Connecticut. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for detail and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. One boost per eligible game. Opt-in required. Max bet $50. 10 plus leg requirement, 400% boost. Eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/baseball terms. Boom.
There is no way we have to.
My
do that.
Voice was like, I was starting to crack and feel like I need to drink, but.
There's been a communication breakdown somewhere.
That was utterly insane.
It redid the. Gambling problem call for West Virginia. For a second, I thought, like, oh, did I lose my place?
No, just a different number.
West Virginia is on some shit, man. Like, why can't you just use the national hotline?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I mean, Boot Hill's doing the same thing. Okay, so
that was a fun time. On this show, we can make anything fun.
That is
that
true.
That includes a good.
Yeah, I enjoyed every second of that, to be honest.
Disclaimer, absolutely.
Okay, so our dilemma of the day, I've just developed it.
Oh, great.
Is. What summer league futures do we love?
Showing the dilemma. It's a reveal.
No way. Holy shit.
Wow, we're
kindred
we're
spirits.
Such a great partnership, Ryan.
You guys wore the same shirt today.
We did. Yep. So did Adam and you.
And yeah, yes. It was pretty incredible.
Okay, so first of all, I thought the Nuggets would be like favorites.
I know.
Why are the Nuggets plus 6,000 to win the Summer League title?
They must have not heard about Jalen Pickett and the gospel of pick yet.
I can tell you why. Championship hangover. That's the only thing. And it's only going to happen in Summer League. So that way you get it out of the way and you just do it in the regular season.
Jalen Pickaxe? Is that what we're calling him?
Sure, we should.
Yeah, I think
plus 775 hundo to win MVP in Summer League.
Okay, so we're taking Nuggets to win this.
Yeah.
I also would hedge on the Thunder.
Because of your guy, Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, exactly. It's Chet season.
It is Chet season. Boy, did I say this on air or off air? Hate the facial hair.
Yeah, you said that off air.
Okay. Yeah.
It works for me. He's got that dog in him, and then his facial hair kind of says it.
He has the dog in him, no doubt.
That's what I like, a scrappy rookie.
Oh, yeah.
Wants to, you know, dunk on people and not get dunked on.
We will be so in love with Piwot, it's not even funny.
Mm.
Piwot's the doggiest dog of dogs. I was watching G League highlights yesterday. Man, he's just like mean mugging and flexing on dudes. You know, he's bumping in on guys after he makes an and one. He's bumping into the guy who fouled him. Oh,
wow.
Piwot's such a dog.
Okay. Why am I not seeing Piwot?
Nuggets plus 6,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's mostly just the Nugs rookies. You could take the field. That would include Piwot. That's plus 850,
Piwot's not
I want to say.
Did you already look?
So Strother's on here at plus 65 hundo. Pickett's on here, and I just gave out those odds, so you're not going to
plus 75 hundo.
Hunter Tyson plus 7,000.
No Colin Gillespie?
I know, what disrespect. How dare they?
Kind of like the field.
Yeah, the field might be a fun one. I mean, gosh, I'd love a list of who the field even includes.
Yeah.
Because there's a
lot. Do they even know?
There's a lot of names on here.
It would be hard. It's hard to pass up Chet as well, to be honest.
Yeah. Plus 11 hundo. Not bad.
Nope.
This
sounds like the most fun thing ever. Just betting on this.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Because it happened so fast. Like, it's like betting a season-long future, but it's 2 weeks.
Absolutely. And you're not going to get, like, player props. And I think we should just bet the Nuggets straight up every game.
Can we look up the...
Like, they clearly don't believe in them.
How does the Summer League Championship work? Do either of you know?
No. I'm guessing it's a soccer tourney style where there's pool play and then... okay. I'm sorry, I've got my elbow reaction.
Each team will play at least 5 games, with 4 of those games being played from July 7th to the 14th. After each team plays 4 games, the top 4 will advance to the playoffs and participate in a semifinal on the 16th. Then, of course, you go to the final. So, how do you determine the top 4 teams? Ticket information, key players.
But does that mean the top 4 teams from each tournament? Because, you know, right now they're doing the California tourney.
A total of 76 games will be played over 11 days in Las Vegas, with games split between the Thomas Mack Center and Cox Pavilion. All 30 teams will participate.
Okay, so it's not from the different regions. It's the top 4 playing in Vegas.
Yeah, but every team is playing in Vegas.
Yep. Based on record, and then I'm sure there's tiebreakers from there. Point differential, head-to-head.
Damn, that's kind of hard to win this championship.
Yeah. But we shouldn't be the 4th worst odds.
No, I don't think so.
With the stack squad they've got.
Yeah. Okay.
It's...
I feel like I feel like I still need more information. I'm going to keep looking for it. So you can talk about whatever you want.
Fair enough. No, that's what I'm interested in. It's giving out those summer league props and I think that's about it, Ryan.
So then I'm left on my own to talk about this. Okay. In the event... yeah. Wait. Okay, here we go. Yeah,
if you wanted me to just buy time, I wish you would.
In the event of a need for a tiebreaker between two teams at the top of the leaderboard, the championship matchup will be determined... What? If the two teams in question played each other in one of the previous four rounds, the team that won will receive the higher seed. Secondly, we've got point differential. That means the team with the greatest number of points across the four games will receive the higher seed. That is not what that means. If, however, we have a case where there are more than two teams tied, then we go to point differential. And as before, the team with the most gets the highest seed. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So it's head-to-head first, then point differential.
This is like when I'm about to play a board game and someone keeps explaining the rules to me and I just, it's like the second they open their mouth, I tune out.
And I'm like, I just need to play.
Right.
I need to be in the situation where I'm like, what do I do here?
Practice round and I'll be fine.
Yep. Agree.
Well, we'll be placing those bets on the Nuggets regardless of if we understand it or not. That's just the kind of super duper guys that we are.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. I will be there. In Vegas.
He will. In Vegas.
This is big news.
It's really huge, in fact. It's really huge. Yeah.
So. I'm going to come back with the greatest scouting report you've ever heard.
I should hope so. I should hope so. And we'll be doing this show without him. No, don't you worry.
We'll only be gone Friday.
Monday? You'll be back?
I think Monday I'm gone too.
Well, look at my dates sheet. Everyone's asking me if I'm on their shows this week already. It's like, no, don't think so.
All right. Is that all we got?
Boy, what a good time. What a good time.
Truly enjoyable experience.
Yes. Thank you, Yaya. Thank you, RK.
Thank you, America. And beyond.
The dead?
Yep. The dead.
Deadheads.
Thanks to Allie for helping me win another championship.
Right. Big shout out to her.
Yep. Yep.
No thank you to the one person who gave us a thumbs down.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I hope see you guys later. Mr. Almeida.